Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
We hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there, everybody. We are going to have some fun. Coming up, we got our National Day of Calendar we will get into. Also, a little bit later, we're going to get into the top New Year's resolutions we made for 2023.
Ooh.
Next hour, we will kick things off with things to look forward to in 2023.
Aha.
That should be a fun one. Also, yeah. In the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, That Ain't Right Stories, good stories of the day. We'll see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. You know, Melissa and I, when we get a chance to just hang out, the two of us, you never know what can happen.
It could be a lot of fun.
It could be.
We're glad you're here.
It could be real interesting radio, everybody. You want to listen. You want to catch this live. You want. I'm a little torn this morning, Melissa.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I was excited because I knew you. You know, you had told us earlier. I think late last week or something like that. You were going to be in today, and then you know, of course, because of the weather and everything, you're not going to be able to be in today. So.
Yes.
It, on one hand, I don't get, and I'm going to share something, and I hope you don't get mad at me here. I'm going to share something intimate and personal about your and I relationship. Melissa leaves me a banana often, and it always has a funny note with it, which makes me laugh, and it's healthy for me, both the laughter and the banana. So I'm missing out on that, but at the same time, when I make a bad joke and you give me like a look, or you get tempted to smack me in the back of the head a little bit or something, like you can't do that from Abbotsford.
So you're safe today.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to split the difference and just be thankful that you're safe and warm in Abbotsford and doing okay.
Thank you. Well, that's good. I'm glad. And just a heads up, today's banana would have been a little bit brown. So I don't know if you would have been so happy with it, because I got two sitting here that, while they're still nice and firm, they look like they're not good. They look like they've passed their prime. But, you know, some things may look like that.
Future.
We can't judge. We can't judge by a book by its cover.
The future baked goods. That's what that is? Is that a future?
Yeah. Future relegated to the freezer, never to be seen again or used for a baked good, despite the best of intentions.
Yes. It's what you tell her. So what we tell, I should say what I tell myself. Oh, I'll save the banana. I'll make something with that, banana bread with it or something.
No, says the man who doesn't bake.
Nope. And never have. And I have good intentions too, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have the best of intentions. I can't tell you how many bunches of bananas I have put in the freezer and then found them, 3 years later going, I was going to do something with these.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm tired. I had a nightmare last night that really freaked me out.
Ooh.
That doesn't happen very often. And the terrible thing was, it was like a Harry Potter scene. which, Harry Potter's not that scary.
No,
right?
No.
No, but it was like the scene in the bathroom where the poor girl that's stuck, the ghost lives in the toilet. Yeah. Well, I wasn't that bathroom, but I was in a bathroom and there was a ghost that appeared and it was this little girl. And she wasn't scary, but I was freaked out.
Thank you, Melissa, for giving us our first That Ain't Right story of the day. When you're ghosts should not bother. Ghosts should know better. If of all things, a ghost should know better not to mess with you when you were in the bathroom. That is private time.
It's rude.
If they were anything that is huge or big going to happen, aliens coming to our planet, anything, we're in the bathroom. Give it a minute, man. Give it a be respectful. Okay, have some class. Come on, ghosts. Well, that's not right. I try to stay open minded when it comes to the whole ghost thing and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know, one way or another. But one thing I will not handle is classlessness. That's not right. That's not right.
No, and when you wake up with your heart absolutely racing,
yeah, it's not funny.
Because this little, adorable ghost, she had like this ruffled bonnet and everything. I mean, she was cute, but she was scary. I don't know why she was so scary, but I was scared. I was freaked out. I actually almost woke my boyfriend up. That's how scared I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting how dreams can do that to us.
Isn't it, though?
In actual reality, if that happened to you, would you be freaked out? Yeah, but knowing you, you'd probably have a lot more questions than you would. But in your dream, you know, your brain is. I don't think we always understand this. And look, I don't think anybody. There's proof. Nobody understands dreams completely. We're still trying to figure that out. But for the most part, what we can figure out is, oftentimes we are directing our dream, and we also are starring in our dream. So we may not, but we don't remember the script. So we're just as shocked. And
we're just going along with it.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like the worst movie ever.
Oh, it was. Because it went downhill from there. Because there was the attempt of putting up a curtain over the window in this bathroom. But I was using duct tape that had already been used more than once. So it wasn't sticky enough. And then there was a second ghost and a piece of wire. And it went really downhill from there.
We are going to have a new segment on the show, Dissecting Melissa's Dreams. I feel like we could spend a bit of time on this one.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to, though. They're really weird sometimes. Even my boyfriend, when I tell him, he's like, where does that stuff come from?
Yeah.
Like, I really don't know. I really don't, because I don't watch scary movies. I don't watch, you know, horror at all. But sometimes my dreams are just like, whoa.
I don't know. I have an imagination that's like a gun in an action movie. It never runs out of ammunition, except when I'm dreaming. When I'm dreaming, it's like black and white, and it's like old cartoons that were never really, you know, never even produced or anything. Just like drawn a little bit, unfinished cartoons or something from the 40s. It's boring as heck when I actually have an exciting dream, whether it's scary or not. I almost want to write it down because it's just doesn't happen. It seems like I used all my imagination and creativity in my awake time, and my brain just when I'm not using my brain, it just wants to, like, you know what? You're on your own, man. I just worked 24 hours. I'm not helping you. Here's some boring cartoons from the 40s for your imagination.
That's a really interesting concept, though, because there are a lot of people that don't dream in color. What this is telling me is 12% of people dream in black and white. So actually less people dream in black and white than that dream in color. But there's interesting, you know, like, study into what does that mean when you dream in color versus when you don't. And my boyfriend doesn't dream in color usually, but he doesn't dream often. But every once in a while, he's like, I had a dream. There was a yellow couch. And that's, you know, phenomenal for him.
Yeah,
because he doesn't dream in color. So when he sees something, it's just, I don't know, it's an interesting concept.
I blame my Nana and Papa, because growing up they loved noir films, and so did I. I grew to love them. To this day, I love a black and white, or the silver black and white, kind of like the classic black and white and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. But it's an interesting concept.
We will dissect this more and figure it out eventually, Melissa. I doubt that. I shouldn't say doubt, but I don't know if you had heard or not. I imagine because you are head of news and you're so good at what you do, you heard a bit about what happened on Monday Night Football last night to Bills safety Damar Hamlin.
He's still in critical condition, last I saw.
Yes. There is some stability with that, but yes, he is in still critical condition. And for those that did not hear, last night, Monday Night Football game between the Buffalo Bills Cincinnati Bengals was postponed after Bills safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field in the first quarter. He had a tackle on T. Higgins. Higgins' helmet kind of went into his chest. And he hopped back up on his feet, but then fell straight backwards right away. It was difficult to see. I only saw the replays. I was in a class last night, so I only saw some of the replay of it. CPR was administered for several minutes before Hamlin was taken by ambulance to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. There was a decision made to resume the game, to not resume the game, which the Bengals were leading 7-3. There's no word on rescheduling, and who cares? Honestly, it's not what matters right now. And there's a couple things really quickly that have to be addressed here before we get to, like, 24 hours into this story. The fact that Damar Hamlin even got to the hospital and people were tweeting and posting and mentioning anti or vax theories, only proves that not only are people's entire personalities political nowadays, or the, so many people. I'm sorry if that sounded like I was labeling everybody. So many people seem to have their personality tied to politics, which is just one of the saddest things I've ever heard in my life. But their entire personality is also moronic. This is not a discussion about whether you're anti-vax or pro-vax or anything like that. That's your business. It's about misinformation, people. This is a 24-year-old kid who was not even in the hospital yet before people were mentioning this stuff. It tells you the world that we're in right now, and it hopefully gives you a heads up on that stuff of how ridiculous these things are. And the idea that this is this game... Obviously, football is violent and always has been violent. But the idea that it has gotten worse, or that this kind of thing only can happen once in a moon or whatever, the sequence of events that befell DeMar Hamlin in the Bill for the Bills last night, the collision, upper body trauma, cardiac arrest, it killed a Detroit wide receiver named Chuck Hughes back in 71. So this has happened before. It is a freak of nature type thing. It is extremely rare for this. You almost, I heard a doctor mention this last night, you almost couldn't do this even if you were trying to time it right with the heartbeat. Our hearts beat, and then beat, and then beat. And what happened was it caught him in the middle of one of those beats, which is just horrifying and sad at the same time. Fight misinformation, people. Hunt for real information. It's there. It's not hard to find. Most of the time, it is Occam's razor. It is the simplest answer is the solution. And that usually is a trusted news source for you. Most of you have them out there. I trust Melissa. I trust all of our news under Civic Media. There is a handful of sources out there. A lot of more sources than I think a lot of people realize out there. And just... Yeah. To wrap this subject up for now, we're going to be focusing and keeping an eye on it if there's any information that breaks while we're on the air here. But looking for positives, silver linings, DeMar Hamlin's charity has, just last I checked this morning, reached over $1.5 million in donations with over 61,000 donors just overnight.
Wow.
And that's not just Buffalo Bill fans. That's the NFL community. That's the sports world reacting to this. When they tell these athletes to shut up and dribble, this is why you don't shut up and dribble. This is why you live your life. And DeMar Hamlin was living his, wishing him well, his family, his friends, those his loved ones.
Indeed.
We and his charity is still, by the way, up and running and everything. If people want to, still there is a GoFundMe for Hamlin for a toy drive that he is also raising. So there's that too. We'll take a break right here. We will come back with our National Day of Calendar. Plenty more. It's Melissa and James on the morning show at WF8. Melissa.
Hey, yes. Mel.
I'm sorry. I you know what? I'm calling an audible, everybody. I'm not going to break right away. Did you have anything to say on that?
Well.
Completely cut you off. I am so sorry. I got all focused on what I had to. I had three things I wanted to make sure to mention in my head. I did all that, and I didn't get to the fourth thing. I'm sorry about
what. No, that's okay. You touched on all the pertinent things, obviously, and you're right. With we wanna beat up on football, but it's not going anywhere, and it has gotten safer. If we look at the beginnings of football, they are safer now than they ever have been on the field.
It's a billion-dollar industry that is in 32 major cities. There are 32 billion-dollar industries in all these cities. You think this poor kid is going to stop them? I would love to live in a world that was like that and everything. But if you think that this is going to change one thing in the NFL, you're joking yourself.
I mean, how many fans and how much money and how many corporations? It's not going anywhere.
To me, the discussion needs to be certainly making the game as safe as we can going forward, which they are doing already. They have all the incentive, financial incentive, and incentive in the world to do that. They know what happened a couple of years ago. The numbers for kids joining football leagues dropped. Parents saw that. Concussions, all this. They started acting on it. Now those things are starting to adjust again. So I'm not trying to say that the game needs to be, you know, retired or anything like that. I do think, though, it is important to know when there is misinformation being thrown around. And
yes,
there's tons of people saying this has never happened before, and it happened because mm-hmm. he either did get vaxxed or he didn't get vaxxed, or the, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a freak accident.
There are a lot of athletes out there on the field playing this game.
And keep this in mind, too. What I just said and what is being, you know, kind of reported right now is a bit of speculation. We don't necessarily know exactly what happened right now.
Right.
What we do know by science, this whole little thing that we use here, that we trust every day of our lives, mm-hmm. that it was not any of the aforementioned things.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll take one. We'll come back. National Day of Calendar Laughter coming forward. On the mm-hmm. We all have to laugh when we come back. We have to.
Yes. We're going to require it.
We'll be back with more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Be sure to join us to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be joined live and direct by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Melissa and James here with you now, and it is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 3rd, 2023. National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day.
Have you ever had a chocolate-covered cherry?
Oh, yeah.
So this was what we used to get my grandpa Eugene, every year for Christmas.
Mm.
It was just a tradition. We'd always get him a box of chocolate-covered cherries.
Hmm.
He liked them, I think. I think after a few years, the tradition became, you know, old. It's like, how many boxes of chocolate-covered cherries can you have? Because I'm pretty sure they had a stockpile of them in a closet.
Mm.
And I never got to see what the actual total was when they cleaned the house out.
That's but so good.
I'm guessing there were a number of chocolate-covered cherry boxes in there.
God, that's a good story. He probably loved them at first, and then after a while, it was just kind of like, okay.
There's a lot of cherries in one of those
boxes.
Yeah,
there is. Same type of thing happened to a buddy of mine's dad. He loved those old Christmas cookies that came in a bin, a metal mm-hmm. bin, like it was a blue metal bin or whatever.
Yeah, like a tin.
Yeah, tin. Thank you. He told his kids that he loved them when he was a kid, and so they found some and they bought them for him, and then did it mm-hmm. again and then mm-hmm. again and then mm-hmm. again. And,
yeah.
And so in his basement, he had like 20 of those tins just sitting down there. And nobody knew if he'd eaten all of them or not, or if they were just empty tins or whoever. But that's funny.
Well, the best part of that is those tins are great to use for other things. I have one that's full of beads. I have one that's full of buttons.
Yeah, I might not have had buttons in it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Containers for storing other things. The chocolate-covered cherry boxes, not so much.
I wonder how much those companies actually like sell, like how much of their profits are people buying those because of the container.
Just for the tin, yeah.
I'd love to know the percentage of their sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Drinking Straw Day.
What kind of drinking straw?
That's a good question, especially because that has brought about different conversations nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
National Drinking Straw Day has been designed to celebrate this humble invention. A straw may seem like such a basic thing, but it's necessary for certain things, I would say. I don't know. Necessary seems like a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, it can be. They're just talking about a straw in general. They're not talking about any certain type of straw.
Right, not the material it's made out of.
They're not talking about the bane of our existence every time one of us tried to get a juice box right when we were kids.
Yes, that was a difficult thing. But juice boxes are great. They're handy.
Yeah.
I wonder, because they have made progress with other materials for straws.
Yeah.
They have the paper ones, obviously, which hold up pretty well as long as you don't expect your drink to last all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's other alternatives too. There's places that use pasta, because there are certain pastas that are, you know, have a hole in them,
yeah.
So you can drink through them.
There are a lot of different creative things being done with the whole straw thing. I'm looking forward to what's coming next, because I feel like that's something that's going to evolve.
Have you tried the edible straws?
No. I wouldn't mind them.
Yeah, the smoothie place there in Rapids has edible straws. And they're interesting. I can't say that I particularly like the flavor.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're edible, biodegradable, I think it's great. It's awesome.
I don't understand what Twizzlers is doing.
Right? They should totally be getting on top of this.
I'm guessing as we're saying this, Melissa, that probably does exist, but let's pretend it doesn't. Because if they are not like covering the straw game, they should move into that market right now. We all did that. Every single person that's ever had a Twizzler in their life at some point bit off both ends and used it as a straw.
Yep. I mean,
100% everybody has done it at least once.
Imagine the market for that. They already have individually wrapped Twizzlers. So they could get in at every fast food place across the country. And you have the option when you go through the drive-thru. Would you like to upgrade your straw?
You have
the options of paper, Twizzler, or edible.
If they are not already on this, they darn well should be. That's
they
for
should
sure.
Be.
Let's see here. And over, it's Humiliation Day?
What is this?
Over the years, Humiliation Day has come to mean many things to many people. Before we get any further, let's quickly clear one thing up. If you thought that Humiliation Day was a chance to be mean at school or to humiliate someone online, then you got the wrong end of the stick. Humiliation Day is about being humble, thankful, and in some regions... some ways closer to, you know, your spirituality. And it has nothing to do with humiliating another person. It's simply that's simply bullying. And there is no excuse for that.
No.
If anything, the day is a reminder not to humiliate people and should be used to highlight the damage that humiliation can cause.
Mm-hmm.
Although many of us know now think of the term humiliation to simply mean to mock someone, the word has in fact been used for centuries to mean the obedience of pride. And in this instance, it means humiliation of oneself, i.e. to be humble and free of your ego.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best gifts you can give yourself is to humble yourself.
Yeah. And to remind yourself that you're only human, you make mistakes, and not to, if you think too highly of yourself, you have a tendency to trip and fall.
There's a phrase that I use since I was in my early late 20s, or maybe even earlier than that, but humble hustle, because it is most of the jobs that I do, I need to have some you know confidence in. I have to have some you know bit of a stride with to myself in and everything. No matter if I'm walking into an audition or I'm coming onto the air here or what have you, or standing in front of a bunch of 18-year-olds trying to teach them comedy. any of these things, I need to feel somewhat strong and confident about things.
Confident,
but humbleness is one of the oldest things that I was taught. Being humble and putting others forward, and you know, killing your ego and all these things. So humble hustle to me is a bit of that combination, being able to walk that while also being humble.
It's a fine line between being full of yourself and being confident.
Yeah.
And humility plays a big role in that, because if you remember, you know, and if you think about, okay, well, what does it mean to be humble?
Right.
Yeah, to think about where you came from, what built you up to be the person that you are, who helped you become the person that you are, and give, you know, credit where credit is due. It wasn't all just you that got you to where you are.
Right. That's one of the biggest keys, I think, to really, if you are worried about ego or any of those things, I think is one of the quickest ways to be ahead of that is looking at the people that helped you get to where you are, because nobody gets anywhere on their own.
No.
Festival of Sleep Day.
Ooh. Does that mean we get to take a nap?
It means that actually the whole 8 o'clock hour, nothing but a nap. Nothing but...
Yay! We could just like play spa music with rain sounds and...
That's all it's going to be. We all love sleep. Climbing into bed, snuggling up under the covers, and slowly slipping into the land of dreams. Some of us more than...
Unless
some
like
days.
Mine.
Yeah, some days. And boy, what an interesting day to have this one.
Right? I'm going to need a nap today, though, because, man...
The Festival of Sleep Day was encouraged so that people could enjoy some relaxation and much-needed shut-eye after the holiday period. During the Christmas period, we tend to do a lot of partying, being awake late, late nights, for whatever the reasons. You know, there's a million reasons why we're up late. So it's a good time to catch up on sleep, if you can. It's also... this is a perfect time of year to nap, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Especially when it's icky outside. And you just curl up on the couch with a blanket and a book and read until your eyes get heavy and then take a nap.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful. In fact, I might do that today if I can find the time.
Right on. Take two. Take one for me, too.
All right. Since I don't have that hour drive, maybe I can squeeze it in.
There you go. National Fruitcake Toss Day.
Oh, I thought it, like, toss yep. in the closet
out
because
the door.
Now you're going to have it for next year.
Right, right. Maybe that or maybe in the garbage. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, who knows, whatever it means to you.
Use it to prop open a door.
Yes, yes. You know, that brick needs a break. That brick that you've been using to prop open the door for years, it deserves a break. Wouldn't a fruitcake be more, you know, strong and durable and reliable than stone?
Colorful and pretty.
Yes. It's also International Mind Body Wellness Day.
That is a good thing to pay attention to.
Doesn't seem like there's ever a bad time for that one. The world of natural medicine has been around for thousands of years, with Hippocrates being created as the father of the movement, of this movement.
Hippocrates.
Did I say, I said Hippocrates. very opposite there.
Not the hippos, Hippocrates. hippos are great, but...
How could I ever have an ego doing this job? Every 5 minutes, I'm messing up a word. I mean, his research and teachings were instrumental in the launching and continuing exploration of the way medicine is used in this world, in the world that we are in today.
Mm-hmm. You got to think about all those things together, because mm-hmm. the mind affects our body, and our body affects our mind.
I think if you're looking for things to be positive about, especially coming out of the last 4 or 5 years, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm not the only one, people that actually know what they're talking about have, we have gotten so much more understanding and so much better with the mixing the Western world and the Eastern world of medicine, mm-hmm. The old school with the new. More and more doctors are doing this, more and more physicians are doing this, more and more people are just doing this in their day-to-day lives and being more open-minded to both of them, both ends of things. Mm-hmm. And that just makes a stronger, healthier world for everybody. I don't think we're meant to have one or the other. We're supposed to have both.
They work in tandem with each other. We need both. We need to pay attention to the things that our body needs, like water, sleep, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there are conditions that we have that may be a product of our environment or a product of the way we choose to live, but that would need to be treated with, you know, modern medicine. You can't fix everything with water.
No, no. And today is a day for Stevie Nicks, Patti Smyth, Pat Benatar, Janis Joplin, Joan Jett, Tina Turner, Debbie Harry, Joni Mitchell. I can keep going. It is Women Rock Day.
Woo! Women rock.
Women in the world of music have worked hard to create opportunities for themselves and future generations of females in this predominantly male industry. Mm-hmm. Start by listening to maybe a bit of Janis Joplin, who was considered to be one of the first women to make her way into rock music, and, you know, learn a bit about her. Jefferson Airplane, Blondie, The Runaways, The Bangles, mm-hmm. The Go-Go's. There's a bunch of different bands you can look at and talk about when it comes to this. The day has been celebrated since 1987, when Aretha Franklin became the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I would like to throw in Ani DeFranco as an honorable mm-hmm. mention. I think her name needs mm-hmm. to be brought up in that discussion as well. Ann Wilson, the ladies from Heart. Jeez. Oh, gosh. I'd get so mad at myself. I got out of this segment not mentioning the ladies of Heart. You cannot have this discussion without them. Lita Ford, Melissa Etheridge,
yes.
Bonnie Raitt, another one.
Bonnie Raitt.
Pink, got to mention Pink.
I would say Alanis Morissette.
Oh, gosh, that's another one I got. Yep, has to be mentioned. Yep. there's a lot of them.
I mean, there's a lot more that we haven't mentioned.
Oh, gosh, but. Yeah. Liz Phair, Mezzi Starr. Mm-hmm. Geez. There's a billion of them popping in my head now.
I know. And they'll keep popping because Kate women Bush. In music are amazing.
Sheryl Crow. yeah, it just keeps happening.
Madonna.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, really, what's rock and roll to you? Because it to some, what Diana Ross and Aretha Franklin and a lot of them were doing back in the day.
Connie Francis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great list. And we weren't even trying. We were just running off the top of our head there and everything. It's a great day to appreciate the women of rock. This seems to focus on singers. A lot of great guitarists and bass players and drummers out there as well. Meg White is a great mention. There's a lot of other great women in music and in rock, not just singers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Take a break right here. We will get to it. We'll go right to a woman who rocks in Melissa's news right now.
Aw, thanks, James.
We'll be back with more Morning on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a very... motivated. I feel like jazzercising right now. I feel like a little bit of that.
I'm just bebopping.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good tune.
I like this. Well done, Seth. Nicely done. Loving these 80s bumpers. Loving them. Melissa and James here with you. It is 7:42 on the clock. And before we wrap up the hour, I think I got a way for people to drink more water instantly, Melissa.
Instantly.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. But right now... I have the top New Year's resolutions we made of 2023.
All right.
Yes, low-hanging fruit for every morning show in the world.
But I'm curious to see if my New Year's resolution made the list.
It should be interesting, right? And it's nice to compare notes, if you will, to others and to surveys and stuff.
Well, because this is the first year I've made a resolution in. I can't even remember how long.
This is the 42nd year in a row my resolution is to gain weight and get more sleep. So I...
Consistency. Way to go, James.
Thank you. I'm working on it. We're on day three of the new year. Is your resolution still intact?
Yes.
Is it? Oh, good to hear. Good to hear, Melissa. I didn't want that to be directed at you, but I wanted you to have a chance to answer if you wanted to. I didn't want to put you on the spot, though.
Going strong.
Right on. A poll leading up to New Year's found 37% of us were planning to make a resolution this year, and another 17% said that they might. Here are the top 10 resolutions we made for 2023. Before that, I have a quick question for you and for the audience, Melissa.
Okay.
Do you think we would be able to keep our resolutions more consistently or have a better shot at keeping them if we kept them to ourselves? Do you think that it's too much? Do you think that negative pressure gets added on because we share it with others? Or do you think that that pressure from others is helpful? It can be in cheerleading like.
I think it depends on what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So, because some things
that makes sense.
You'd probably be better off to keep private.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to, there are certain things you just shouldn't share.
Yeah.
But then there are other things that, like, say, for instance, you wanted your resolution for the year to be, I want to discover more music, more types of music. Mm-hmm. That would be an absolutely wonderful thing to share because you're going to discover more music by other people sharing it with you. And if you didn't share that resolution, how could they know?
Right on. Very well answered. Yeah. So this poll has the top 23 according to the poll. Do you want to start at the bottom or the top with this? I got 10 of them.
Let's start at the top. Why not?
Number one, save money. That was harder to do last year thanks to things like inflation.
Yeah. Well, and it might still be difficult this year, but who knows?
The economists are telling us that we were going to be at this stage in the next couple of years anyway. It got sped up because of the pandemic, certainly, but that is one of those things we all are having to adjust to.
But finding more ways to be frugal, to cut where you can, but also still live the quality of life that you want to live, if that's an option. And then there are others of us who are just still trying to scrape by.
Right. Be healthier in general is the number two. And I just lost Melissa, didn't I? I just lost my co-host. What did I say? And she's not even in the room, so it can't be my smell. No, it is not my smell, Melissa. I can't be.
I will be healthier. I will. You know, you yeah. didn't have to cut me off just because you didn't think that I could do it.
Ooh, wonderful modern technology. Number two is be healthier in general.
That's a pretty broad spectrum. Yeah. Like that is a lot of ambiguity.
I think that you're, if that is your goal, you're better off focusing that goal onto right. certain things.
But it does give you a lot of wiggle room. Yeah, so if you yeah. want to make a resolution and feel like you followed through, you know, like, yeah, I drank more water today. Yeah, I didn't eat that sugar on this day. Yeah, I exercised extra on the next, you know, so go with it if that's your goal.
I think that if it's going to be a broad goal, though, you've got to, you know, give yourself some grace when things don't go right and,
oh, yes.
and also hold yourself accountable for things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Work out more is number three on the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I'm sure that's a very common goal.
Yeah. And very similar to the keeping healthy thing. Mm-hmm. Understand your body. You don't want to walk into the gym and try to bench press 500 pounds right away.
No, you know? But you could walk.
Yeah,
that would be a good start. That I believe that is the highest recommended start for most people who want to get into exercising. Walk.
Whether you're walking or lifting weights or whatever you're doing, stretching is one of your best friends. Make sure to mm-hmm. stay hydrated. Those are your oh, yeah. really good ideas.
Yeah.
Eat better. Number four on the list.
Mm, also a very common goal and a good thing to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out sugars where you can. Reduce salt. More fiber. More whole grains, lots of fruits and veggies. It's not super hard to eat better if you can afford it.
Your body can't speak for itself, but if it could, it would be yelling at you almost all the time, please give me more food and give
eat
me better gas.
More vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't rocket science. It's our bodies tell us what we need. And I'm saying this as much for myself as the audience, because I definitely am on that list of needing to eat better.
But the biggest problem with trying to eat better for most of us is time.
Yeah.
Time and money. Because eating better requires more food, time to prep foods, and then the money to buy said foods.
Yeah.
You know, processed food is really cheap. It's also not really good for you. So there's a balancing act there that can be difficult for some of us.
It's and I'm learning that more and more the longer I go along here and you know, figuring that out.
Your friend is planning ahead.
If you can
meal plan ahead, you are going to find it takes less time.
So true.
It's easier to you have the things on hand to make the meals that you know are better for you. And then also it's good to have a partner in that battle. Somebody that's willing
yes.
to do it along with you.
Yes. That's a really good thing to mention there, I think. To lose some weight, number five on the list. So four of the top five are about health.
Mm-hmm. That's not surprising. Hmm. Most of us want to be healthier than we are,
yeah.
but also we're human.
Right, right. And food is good.
food is delicious.
Food's great. Yeah.
And it's so much more fun to eat than to exercise.
It really is. They messed that up. Whoever
really
was in
did.
Charge of that really should have flipped that. I mean,
yeah. Can we gain weight by exercising and lose weight by eating? I think that's a better plan. Let's go with that.
I want that alternate universe. I want that one. Number six, try to be happier in general. I like that.
Yeah. That's a good one. Looking at the positive side, trying to find those silver linings like we talk about so often.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to try to have a positive mindset. Not that you can be happy all the time,
yeah.
but to try to look for those moments of happy because, I don't know, you can be grumpy about something, but is it going to change it? No.
When you rewire your brain to be looking for positives, after a while, it just does it on its own. And mm-hmm. it's the weirdest dang thing that's ever happened to me, I think, maybe. No, that's not true. There's a lot of weird stuff that's happened to me.
Weird stuff that happens to you all the time.
Probably in the last hour. But I, knowing me when I was young, you know, in my 20s and all that, I would never even dream of being the person I am today. But it, you know, and it took a while. It took quite a while, actually. It took a good, you know, almost 10 years to really, really get to where I am now. But now, I don't try to do it. I'm not working at it. It just does it. It just mm-hmm. is. It's a reflex.
It's like a habit, you mm-hmm. know. When we work toward trying to create those healthy habits, eventually it becomes a habit that you don't have to work toward as hard anymore. And then it's just there. It's really easy to be pessimistic.
Yeah.
really easy.
Yeah, it goes right back to that phrase we were always told: it takes more muscles to frown than smile. I think it's easier to just be negative than it is to find positives.
It is.
Paying down debt, that's a huge one for people.
Mm, yeah.
Improve your mental health, another big one.
Ooh, that's a very good one. It's an important thing to pay attention to. Listen to the narrative that you are giving yourself. Mm-hmm. If it's not words that you would say to your best friend about them, don't say it to you.
Yeah.
And I always have to remind myself of that.
Me
when I'm
too.
Getting down on myself or something and I'm beating myself up over something silly, I'd be like, okay, would I say this to Laura? Would I say this to Erica? Would I say this to James? Mm. Then don't say it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great...
But it's hard to remember those things.
It is, but again, if you keep up on it, if you're, you know, you keep doing it, and eventually you're doing it and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
But that is a great note to mention there. Spending more time with family, that's a good one. That's on the list at number 9.
Right after we got through the holidays, people are resolving to spend more time with family?
Maybe they feel guilty about leaving early. I don't know. Maybe they had an excuse to leave early or something, and now they're feeling bad about it. I don't know.
But. I mean, we are making up for lost time, because a lot of people over the last couple years didn't have as many family gatherings and get-togethers. So maybe that's why.
And I love number 10 on the list, learn something new. All these things, that can actually benefit almost all of these things on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It can help with your mental health. It can help be healthier. It can have so many different things.
Well, and that, I think, falls under the category of my New Year's resolution, which is to learn Spanish this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is something that I have always wanted to do, and I started... I've dabbled in it here and there, but I seriously started working on it. Let's see, it would have been back in like 2018, thereabouts, 2017, 2018. But then my mom fell sick.
Mm.
And so then I had to, you know, focus on her and focus on taking care of her. And so then it fell by the wayside, and I hadn't been able to pick it up since then. But I actually invested money.
Mm-hmm.
into a course, and then I've put out a couple feelers here in town, because there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people that live in Abbotsford, so I'm hoping to find, you know, like a coffee clutch or a group of people that I can get together with now and then and be able to talk, because that's what really helps you cement it, is learning to converse with other people. So I'm very hopeful.
That is a really cool idea, Melissa. I like that you're doing this. This is great.
Yeah. And I've completed a couple lessons. You know, we have some Spanish speakers in our civic media network. So I already, he shared with me a couple song lists on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So I can listen to Spanish music. And so I'm excited.
Very cool. You got to let us know how that's going.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
maybe one of these days you'll get the news in Spanish. No, I'm kidding. I got a long ways to go.
Yeah, but you know, I like the intent. I like where you're going with that. And you're talking about a good language to learn. I mean, there you go, right there.
It's the fourth most popular language in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a smart one to learn, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The poll also found almost no one who makes a resolution expects to fail at it. 87% said that they'd probably follow through.
Yeah.
More power to them.
That's a pretty high percentage of being, you know, positive about working toward your goals. That's good.
Wishing every one of you, well wishes with your resolutions out there. Good luck. You got this.
Yes.
And I got a quick way to remind you to drink more water. A way to every person out there is going to want to drink more water. You're gonna get on
instantly.
It. Yep, this is going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not sure of these two stats. It is scarier, but it might help. A new study published in Lancet looked at how important it is to stay hydrated, and the biggest stat they found was that middle-aged people are 20% more likely to die early if they don't drink enough water. But this is only the second stat that may scare you or get you to drink water before it kills you. Being chronically dehydrated makes you 50% more likely to look older. People in their 20s, you go ahead, and 30s, all that, start drinking more water. They tell me that ain't going to get people to drink more water. You're looking, 50% of people look older if they're not hydrated, and they are more 20% more likely to die early without being hydrated. Between those two things, I got to think, if that don't get you to drink more water, I don't know what will.
Yeah, those are pretty convincing facts. Don't we all want to live longer?
Sorry, Melissa, I was drinking water as you were saying that. I was Researchers tracked people's health for 25 years. All the patients were over 45 when the study started. And the least hydrated ones were 50% more likely to show signs of early aging, including sunken eyes, sunken cheeks, and dry skin. They were also more likely to have high cholesterol and high blood pressure. That's probably why there were 20% more likely to die young, or at least younger than people who drink plenty of water. So if staying alive or looking young motivates you, there you go. Drink some more water.
Yeah, and if you're waiting till you're thirsty to drink, you're already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body doesn't tell you when you need to drink water, unless it's to the point of, no, it's dire. Put water in me now.
Yeah. See, that's one of those that I don't think a lot of people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we, you know, especially with what we were just talking about before, our bodies tend to tell us when we are thirsty or when we are this or that or what have you.
When we're hungry. Yeah, our bodies tell us when we're hungry. But
sorry, that's what I was trying to.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily tell you when you're thirsty until you are really, really thirsty.
I think that's where it gets a little, I don't want to say confusing, but that's where it gets a little twisted for people. Mm-hmm. I'm used to, listen to my body. Okay, I'm listening to my body. Tell me I was thirsty, so I drank. But it's a little different with drinking and you know, eating.
Right. Well, and we do get fluid from some of the things that we eat. But then we also ingest things that take water from our bodies. You know, when you drink coffee, it takes water to process it. Certain foods take water to process in our body. So we need to add more water before we feel those effects of thirst to help make up for that difference.
And we just got done doing that, you know, list, and you could go ahead and find this, I think, in that list somewhere, but not necessarily seeing people drinking, you know, isn't that a good New Year's resolution? Drink more water, stay hydrated more often. It may seem silly and, oh, well, low hanging fruit. Why don't you just have your New Year's resolution to breathe more? but even that being said, if this is something that you aren't good at, I think actually that might be a good New Year's resolution, just to, even if it's a silly one and, you know, it seems very simple to some.
Well, and the best way is to make it easy for yourself. You know, keep a glass of water beside your bed at night. Buy a water bottle and keep it with you, like a reusable one, not the disposable water bottles that are polluting our planet, but a reusable water bottle, and carry it with you. If you have it with you, you are more likely to drink it.
We were talking before the other day about, you know, the little victories and taking the minor wins and all that. So if your goal, you give yourself an easy to, you know, achieve New Year's resolution. That maybe, I'm going to breathe more.
Well, that is a good one for your mental health.
Mm.
You know, practicing breathing.
Yeah.
Those breathing exercises to help calm your mind and your body and take your focus down to a small point. It helps you shut out all the noise. So that's actually a good resolution too, James.
Not bad. I think I got this one. I'm feeling pretty confident about this.
More water, more breathing. Boom, baby.
You know, it's tough. If anybody wants me as a life coach, please reach out, james@wfhr.com.
You'll live forever. Or at least until tomorrow.
Or at least what not to do, maybe. Okay, James did this. He went right. I'm going left. We will take a quick commercial break, get to some CBS News. We'll be back with Melissa and I in the birthday and anniversary club for Misty's Menu, along with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, all coming up here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.